This is about Ustad Keramatullah Khan, sir, the don of tabla, Rampur Gharana, son of Ustad Murshid Khan, sir, and who was such a big influence on the music scene of Calcutta. Any good music was always associated with Khan, sir. And you know that he was an employee of All India Radio.
You said Rampur Gharana?
Rampur. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they would have engagements in the evening or any part of the day. So in those days, they would, and late, particularly after Khan Sahib's illness, you know, recovery, he would sometimes ask for a short duty, like, you know, give me something that I can play quickly and leave. So on that particular day, he was on schedule to play with a folk song. Mm-hmm. Folk singer.
Wow.
So Khan Sahib comes in, the folk singer is already there in the studio, and with Chandrakanta Nondi on flute and Puritosh on dotar, mm-hmm. and then just another tabla player, and that was Khan Sahib. So the singer was sitting there, he never saw Khan Sahib. Mm-hmm. He never knew Khan Sahib, but knew of him.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at this old man, you know, thin, you know, kind of tangy, he thought that, you know, he needed to help him with it, because if Khan Sahib was playing, you know, classically trained, and for folk music, he needed a specific type of theka and groove and intonation and all of that. So he, during the rehearsal times before the recording, he would instruct Keramatullah Khan Sahib that, do this. He'll tell him the theka, modulations and stuff like that. And Khan Sahib was listening to him as a student.
Wow.
Following all of his instructions and asking for more. We were just, you know, it was such a hilarious situation. We were in the recording booth watching the whole thing. What's going on here? And this way it continued, like, you know, for 30 minutes of recording time, or for almost an hour. And then as soon as the recording was over, Chandrakanta Nandi and Paritosh, they were very embarrassed with that situation, and but couldn't speak. They didn't want to correct it right there. So then everything will be spoiled. The person is never going to sing again. So they waited until the recording was over, and the Khan Sahib packed up and he left. He was the first one to leave the studio, obviously. You know the reason why, he was in a hurry. And then as he left the campus of All India Radio, Chandrakanta Nandi told the singer that, do you know who was accompanying you on the tabla? He said, who? He said, this was Ustad Keramatullah Khan. Huh? Ustad Keramatullah. So he forgot his shoes, he forgot his belongings on the studio floor, and he just instantaneously started running after Khan Sahib. And Khan Sahib by that time had already crossed Red Road and onto his car. This was sometime in 1982.
In so it happened at All India Radio.
All India Radio, Calcutta, yes.